Looking ahead, key dates, fair weather, and the persistent question of who can afford to stay. The thread running through Wednesday's news is the gap between what communities need and what they can safely or affordably build, provide, or protect. The mosque shooting investigation asks how radicalization pipelines are identified before they produce violence. The Finita Ranch ruling asks how Santee grows responsibly in fire-prone terrain. The county's $9.16 billion budget asks whether public dollars are being positioned ahead of federal benefit cuts that could affect hundreds of thousands of low-income residents. And the housing market data poses the bluntest question of all: who can afford to live here? Several near-term deadlines deserve attention. The Santee public comment window on the San Diego River Fire Safety Environmental Impact Report closes Sunday, June 22nd. The County Board of Supervisors deliberates the full budget June 23rd, with a final adoption vote June 25th. The Santee City Council meets June 24th. Watch whether the ALPR pilot program appears on the agenda. GUHSD has until approximately September 2nd to formally respond to the grand jury's mental health findings. And the U.S. Police and Fire Championships run through downtown San Diego through Friday, June 20th. The weather offers a welcome respite from the heavier civic news. Wednesday brings mostly sunny skies on the coast with a high of 76 degrees, a low of 65, west winds at 11 miles per hour, and just a 5% chance of precipitation, the June gloom marine layer clearing mid-morning. Inland Santee and East County should expect highs in the low to mid-80s. Thursday looks slightly cooler at 73 degrees with clear afternoon skies, 10 mph west winds, and a 6% rain chance. Classic early San Diego summer.